focus on a very strange pasuk in the beginning of the Chukosai. This pasuk really should raise eyebrows. When you read the pasuk at first glance, there's something very incongruous about how the Torah presents one of the brachos, the so-called brachos, in the part of the Chukosai, which is bracha. I'm talking after all about people who are committed keeping the Torah, and the Chukosai Terechu, Amelim Batorah, Bishmuch Vosai Tishmeru, and all the brachas that flow from that, the Nasati Gishmechem Be'itan, and so on. You'll have grain, you'll have plenty of bread, you'll be satiated, there'll be peace in the land. Redaftim Nasevechem, Benapul Fnechem Lacharev, you'll pursue your enemies. Ufanisi Alechem, I'll turn to you, I'll make you fruitful, I'll establish my bris with you, wonderful brachos. And now we have this pasuk toward the end of the series of brachos. Pasuk Yud Aleph states, V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem, I will place my shechina, or my mishkan, my beis hamikdash amongst you, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, and my spirit will not reject you. What does that mean? V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. As part of the continuous brachos that we're discussing, the Torah just mentions right in the middle that there won't be a rejection. Then we go on, v'salachti b'sochem, v'yisi l'chem l'lokim, all wonderful brachos, high levels that we're attaining at the time that we're getting all this bracha. And in the middle of it all, v'nasati mishkani b'sochem, v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, my soul will not reject you. Why would anyone think otherwise? If anything, what you have here is not a bracha per se, but a lack of a klala. In fact, we find later on in the parsha, in the Tochacha, when you have all the various averos and sequence of averos of those who don't follow the Torah, and they carry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there later in the parsha, Pasuk Lamed, the pasuk actually says, V'go'alo nafshi eschem, that my spirit will reject you. So that's for people who are nebuch falling off the derech. So then you have this particular klal of the gala nafshi eschem. So why would the Torah mention here, as part of the series of brachos, that I will not reject you, my spirit will not reject you? It's a very, very difficult phrase in the pasuk. Many mefarshim struggle to understand what is meant by this. Rashi simply comments, V'lo sigal nafshi eschem. So Rashi says, Rashi quotes in some other psukim, he says, Sigal nafshi ein ruchi katze bachem, my spirit won't be disgusted with you. Ko gi'ilo lashem pletas davar ha'belua b'davar. Rashi quotes the shorish of go'al with an ayin. Basically, the idea is Hashem will not detest us, he will not reject us. My spirit won't be disgusted. What could this mean? So I want to share a few ideas with you. All of them, I think, will be able to be relevant for ourselves and our chizuk and our avodas Hashem. The Sefer Panim Yafos of the Hafla. The Hafla, as you know, was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. He wrote, known for the Sefer Makna on Kedushin, Sefer Hafla on Tzubis, and Panim Yafos ala Torah. So he comments on this pasuk. The obvious question is, as we just stated, why the need to say "Lo sigal nafshi eschem"? If you say "V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem," obviously "Lo sigal nafshi." So he says, "Ha'inyan hu d'chsiv." Pasuk says in Tehillim Chavdalit, "Mi yaleh v'har Hashem u'mi yakum b'mkom kadsho." First, it says, "Who shall ascend the mountain of Hashem?" And then it says, "Who will stand in His holy place?" Which means that there's two levels. There's the level of Yala Bahar Hashem, but that's not it. Because even after you ascend to that level of being on Har Hashem, you have to make sure that you hold on to that level, that you don't slip, that you remain there. Umi yakum bimkom kadsho. You have to remember that you constantly have to be vigilant, that you stay on that level and you don't slip. This is what you find from that pasuk. You see, even with Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, that they said Nasa v'Nishma, they were ready to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to them. This was a very high level that Klal Yisrael attained at the time of Matan Torah. And yet we find at some point after Aseret HaDibros that they expressed to Moshe a desire that from now it should be Moshe Rabbeinu who should speak to them and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Krav Ata Ushama. You be the one to convey what Hashem wants. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives him Tochacha on this, where he says, you shouldn't have said that. You should have said, we want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu going forward as well. But the answer is that they couldn't remain on that level. That's a special gift, to be able to stay on that level, on that peak, on the top of the mountain. And therefore, the Haftacha here is, Hashem says, V'nasati mishkani besochachem, in a consistent way, V'lo sigo nafshi eschem, meaning that you'll remain on that level. Okay, this is the basic idea of the Panim Yafos. And I found something similar, different language, but bringing it maybe in a sharper formulation in Rav Moshe, Darash Moshe, Moshe Feinstein, who also raises the same question. And he has the following idea. This is the first of two ideas. We'll soon get to the second one. So the Moshe says in Darash Moshe, why now, in the middle of the brachos, does the Torah say, V'lo sigo nafshi, which means there won't be a klala, which is something that only comes later on when people are going to carry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer is, says Rav Moshe, because a person could be going the Darkei Hashem, a person could be doing all the right things, Torah, Masim, Tovin, but there's always a concern that the person will become complacent. The person will think, wow, I've done so much, there's no reason to do more. After all, I'm already probably ahead of the game relative to others. I've done so many good things already. So in a certain way, the person begins to feel like they can slack off. They don't maintain that consistency, and they don't continue to grow. This is something that can happen. And therefore, the Torah has to say, V'lo sigo nafshi eschem. In other words, with all your mitzvos, you continue to strive, you continue to grow. It won't become stale, it won't become a feeling of little by little it withers away, whatever chizuk you had begins to wane. Because if that will happen, then chas v'shalom, it will lead to a situation where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're not as interested as before, I'm not interested either. And therefore, that's the point. Dafka, now the Torah has to say, it won't come to that. In other words, as the Hafla says, it will be miyakum b'mkom kacho. You won't slip, you won't regress. You won't say, it's enough, I've settled, it's okay. In other words, it's important to recognize you have to keep striving. And even if, you might say, you're on a higher level, you climbed to the top of the mountain, other people didn't even get to half the mountain. Now you could say, look, I can slip down a little bit because I'll still be higher than everybody else. They're only a quarter of the way up, halfway up, and if I go down a little bit, no, I'm still pretty high. No. The point is, you have to keep at it and keep climbing. If you're not quite there, keep climbing. And if you're there, stay there. I found something along the same lines in the Sefer Das Torah from Yeruchim, in the Shkiach of the Mir. It's a very interesting thing also that he says at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah gives us halachos relating to Hegdish, Maaseh Sheni, and the like. The halacha is, if someone is pod the hegdish, the bailim who is magdish, the hegdish, if he's pod it, he wants to redeem it, he has to add a chomesh. Then go yigolena, the yasaf chamishiso alakecha, there's halacha to add a chomesh. This is in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and at the very end of our Sefer Vayikra. Rashi comments on this pasuk. Then go yigolena, Yasaf Chamishiso Aler Kecho. Who has to add a chomesh? The Bailim has to add a chomesh. The Bailim Hechmir Hakasuv. The Torah has this extra stringency on the Bailim who is Nagdish it to add a chomesh. But this is not true for somebody else. Rashi continues so too by Maaseh Sheni, the same thing. Bailim Mosif Chomesh Velo Shar Kol Ada. And the question Rabbi Yerucham asked is, why is this? Would we not have thought logically that maybe the other way around, this person was such a wonderful person, he was magdish something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was nafish Maaseh Sheni, And now he wants to be Podek. He's going to give money, and the money will be Hegdish. He'll take the Peros, he'll take the Dabar HaHegdish, it will become his again. So he was already so wonderful, he was Magdishit, he shouldn't have to add a Chomesh. Somebody else, so maybe they want to be Podek, his Hegdish, they should add a Chomesh. Here it's the other way around. The Torah is Machmir on the Bailin and not on anyone else. So Rabbi Yerucham says that's precisely the point. We know that what makes a magdish unique over and above someone who sells something, a mocher is not necessarily someone who's coming from the good place in his heart. A mocher is not seen as someone who's ayin yafeh. A person sells something, he might sell the bare minimum. You want to know if he gave more, then you have to negotiate. Magdish, we say, ba'ayin yafeh magdish. Ayin yafeh means that magdish is someone who's really good-spirited, good-hearted. Magdish means he's on a high madrega. He decides to magdish something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'reif shalem. He gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was on a level of being magdish that puts him on a certain pedestal. Now that he's being pulled to the Hegdish, now Hashem imposes on the person, go beyond. You gave this much to Hegdish before, and now you're pulled to it, add a chomesh. Take it to another level. Don't just stay the same. Don't fall back. Give more. Give a chomesh. Dafka, because he was a magdish, therefore the Torah wants him to go beyond. Somebody else who didn't have that to begin with, that inspiration to be magdish, so for them they could be poda without a chomesh. This is the yesod of why the Torah is dafka, magdish for the violin. And he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, we find this in other areas as well. Person who's a maskil b'mitzvah, omim lo gemor, person starts a mitzvah, doesn't complete it, then there's a taina on them, there's a tviya, there's potential onshem, why didn't you finish? The person didn't start? No, they didn't start. But if you started, then there's a notion of going forward and following through. And dafka there, we have more of an insistence on the person to go to the next level. Kal Yisrael of kayag mitzvos, b'nei Noach have only seven mitzvos b'nei Noach. We have more mitzvot, we have more responsibility, we're held accountable for more because of the fact that we've assumed a greater responsibility, and therefore our accountability is greater. That's the yesod. It's important yesod in life, it's important for ourselves as B'nai Torah. It's important whenever I say things to the Bacharim, to the Shir, and I hope it's taken this way, and I think it is, you know, if I'm tobeya, so to speak, if I make a demand, if I make an expectation, if I set the bar on a certain level, no one should take it chas v'shalom as if, you know, I'm being hard on you. To the contrary, I'm just trying to get everybody to raise themselves up even more. And the fact that maybe you have other people, other chaverim, others that you know that aren't even where you are, no, that's the way it is. But those of us who are mevakshei Hashem, those of us who are striving, those who are continuing to, even under the circumstances that we have, which makes it that much more difficult, and if you're dafka able to hold your own, then I can come after you, if you will, and not just me. If you can come after yourself, ultimately, that's what it means. We have to mechazik ourselves, because we have to recognize that it's so important to continue to grow, to continue to strive, and to go beyond. And that's, again, the first idea, the first lesson I want to highlight from this pasuk of the Lo Sigol Nafshi Esfem, like Rav Moshe says, in light of what we saw in the Panim Yafos, and in light of what we saw from Rav Yerucham. Now I want to share with you a second idea from Rav Moshe, also in the Darash Moshe, the very next piece, and again, very, very relevant for all of us. Why does the Torah say, Velo Sigal Nafshi, right over here in the middle of the Brachos, when everyone is doing such wonderful things, why would the Torah have to tell us, Velo Sigal Nafshi? Says Rav Moshe again, such a profound idea, and maybe it's a counterweight to what we just said before, because sometimes this kind of pushing ourselves can lead in a counterproductive way. So I think we have to take both ideas as one complementing the other. Rav Moshe says, beautiful thing. He says, it's possible for a person to do mitzvahs, genuinely fulfill mitzvahs, to mekayim the entire Torah, but the commitment to mitzvos is coming from a sense of obligation, from a sense of this is what I must do, a sense of chiyuv, but not out of a sense of ahava, not out of a sense of doing ratzon Hashem. If a person fulfills mitzvos, does everything right, but it's coming from a feeling of just being yotze, because I have no choice. I'm a muchrach, I have to do it. So a person like that will get schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No question, Hashem owes us schar for everything we do. Because that has to come. That's a guarantee. But that schar will also be like reflecting the way that we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If our feeling is we're doing it because we have to, then Hashem gives us schar because he has to, so to speak, not out of a sense of ratzon. Hashem tzilcha al yad yaminecha, it's known, the idea Hashem is your shadow. The way you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way he relates back to you. Moshe says if a person is just doing the mitzvahs out of a sense of obligation, they'll get their schar, but it won't bring to a feeling of closeness. It won't be that Hashem gives you the brachos with a countenance, with a feeling of goodness, with a ratzon. So it will be almost like Goal HaNafshi Eschem. It will be like Hashem gives it to you, but he doesn't really feel close to you. The Havtacha is that you're doing mitzvos, and it's going to lead to the Losig HaNafshi Eschem. Not just will you get the schar. You get the schar with a feeling of graciousness. Just as you are gracious in the way you feel about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how you feel about his mitzvos, so will Hashem show you that type of reciprocity when he gives you the brachos. There's a powerful comment of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, apropos to this Rav Moshe. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Rishon, in various levels of Tshuva that he has, Chamisha Asar, he says, Osmen Aleph, that part of the process of Tshuva is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to forgive one's sins, but not just that, but more than that. That there should be a feeling of ha'aras panim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sheyachpoch bo v'yirtzehu v'yeaselo kasher in lochata. It's not just that we want forgiveness when we got in for tshuva. We also want that connection. Says Rabbeinu Yonah further, ki itachein, it's possible, lios ha'avo nislach. You can have a situation that a person's sins are technically wiped away, they're forgiven. V'niftem in ha'yisurim, u'mikol gzeira, person won't suffer any onesh. V'ein l'ashem chefetz bo. At the same time, the person is not desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There isn't a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels proud. Imagine that. The person has, there's no accountability. Hashem is not punishing. But yet, there isn't a sense of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. That there could be such a reality. And what do we need? We need not just forgiveness. We need that sense of Ha'aras Panim. Rav Moshe is saying something similar. A person can get the brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem owes him the bracha. But it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just paying the person. You owe someone work for you, you pay them. So, you know, you send them the check in the mail, you send it to them with the, you know, electronically. But there's no nice note that comes with it. Thank you for your work. You know, I appreciate all you did for me. A little smiley face next to the check. You know, there's a difference. Did you get paid or did you get paid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the schar commensurate with how we approach the avoda. This is what Moshe is saying. I found a Sfas Emes, also apropos to the same idea, Parshas Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Teirechu, this is Tav Reish Nun Hei in the Sfas Emes al Torah. It's only one piece in Tav Reish Nun Hei, so you can't miss it. So he quotes the Drash of Torah's Kohanim, Hamoko Mis'ave, Sheyiyu Yisrael Amelim Batorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, as it were, that we should be amel b'Torah, we should be involved in Torah. Like it says, Gu Ami Shame'ali. Halavai, im b'chukosai, this im doesn't just mean conditional, if. It means, halavai, I want it. Lashon Bakasha. Continues with Sfas Emes. Why does the Torah give us so much about Schar Olam Hazeh, and not emphasize as much as Schar of Olam Haba? Says with Sfas Emes, because everything in the Torah is meant to teach us something about Avodas Hashem. Mm-hmm. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah that you're going to get this bracha, that bracha, the schar of Olam Hazeh, the schar of Gashmius, that itself becomes a mitzvah. That becomes part of how we should be thinking about our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us this schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us these brachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be healthy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have an abundance of food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to continue on this path. And so just as we fulfill the mitzvah, we should also incorporate in our fulfillment of the mitzvah the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon being to give us the schar mitzvah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in giving us the schar. When we do the mitzvah, not only are we fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon when we do the mitzvah, we're also fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon to have that connection with us, to give us the schar of the mitzvah, which shows us that He loves us. That's part of what He wants from us, and that's part of what we want for Him. When a person, Chas v'Shalom, does an Aveira, it's not just the fact that they did the Aveira that's considered a sort of a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the fact that we're transforming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim into Midas HaDin, that He can't give us the schar, He can give us bracha, He has to, Chas v'Shalom, give us other things. That itself is against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature and instincts would be. So that becomes its own problem. That's the meaning of the Mishnah. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, u'schar aveira aveira. That the very schar of the mitzvah is considered counting like a mitzvah because that's also Ratzon Hashem to give us the schar. And vice versa by an aveira. Says the Sfasenes, the ultimate level of an Oved Hashem, what we say is to be an Eved HaMisham Shkus HaRav, Shalom Nasil Kabul Pras, what it means is that a person understands that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving us schar is what He wants as well. We're not looking at it in terms of, oh, I got my paycheck. In other words, a person gets their paycheck, it's not about the employer and the relationship between the employer and the employee. I got my check, it came however it came, and I do what I want with it. That's the Madrega of Shalom, that's Madrega of Nasil Kabul Pras. That's a problem. That's about my getting a pras. What the Mishnah is trying to say is it shouldn't be Amnasim Kabel Pras about me. It's about the relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an agenda in the world. He gives us mitzvos, and He wants to give us schar for the mitzvos. And therefore, the schar itself is part of what we want for ourselves because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. Vayelach Avram Kashadibe Elav Hashem, says the Pasuk in Lech Lecha, says the Zohar HaKadosh quoted by Sfasemes, that Avram Avinu went because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him all the Haftachos. Hashem said to him, Vavarecha, Vagad Lashenecha, and so on, Beskol Vagadol. What does that mean? Avram Avinu was interested in his own fame and his own fortune? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to have it. And Avram wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the Nachas Ruach, that Avram should be famous, that Avram should be rich, and all of that is all Kadoshim Shemayim in the world. So to the extent that we take the whole agenda, the whole picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what He is itself a mitzvah. This is the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our doing mitzvahs is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda in the world that goes for the mitzvah itself and that goes for the schar mitzvah, and it's a partnership. And that's the vision of the Lo Sigal Nafshi Eschem that Ramosh is trying to tell us. That the mitzvahs become not about, I have to do it because this is the way it is. If that's how we look at it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a schar, but it won't be a schar that comes from the notion of Ha'aras Panim. But if we want the ultimate level of Avodas Hashem, that means that we are remembering the first idea, but also balancing with the second idea, recognizing Mi'alavar Hashem, Mi'akum in Kom Kadsho, that we should keep striving and not settle, and understand there's always more to grow, but at the same time, not to do it as, I have to do it. I'll be doing something wrong, I'll be guilty, I'll be caught. It shouldn't be a sense of a chova from that perspective. That's what it is, there's no ava. If there's no ava, it can't really maintain itself. It won't be a miyakum ipkom katsho. It will be somehow an inner resentment. In order for there to be a real striving and maintaining of the levels and growing beyond, it has to also incorporate the level of Ava. And that's the Lo Sigal Nafshi Eschem that will bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu also together with us in this joint partnership to ultimately help ourselves grow and to help our community, our families, our community, and all Klal Yisrael. This is the idea of the ultimate being in sync with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Bosigo Nafshi Eschem is positioned right in the middle of the brachos. In other words, to show us that we have to continue striving, and we have to recognize that as we strive, it should be with a feeling of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that the brachos are also characterized by that same spirit of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us this inspiration that we should know how to serve Him entirely, Beinu La'avdecha Be'emes. And again, every Nisayon is there for, as an opportunity to grow. The Nisayonis that we are facing right now in the world at large, in our unique situation individually, is all there as an opportunity to strengthen ourselves, and we have to be able to use the opportunity to maximize that potential to grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu again should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to go Mechayel L'Chayel. All of you should have a wonderful Shabbos, and Baruch HaSlacha B'chol HaEnyanim.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shkayach.